Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Tampa Bay Rays gave the ball to a rookie pitcher last night in the opening game of their American League Division Series against the Texas Rangers. It turned out to be a dandy decision. Matt Moore, whose Major League record had been 1-0, is now 2-0. He pitched 7 scoreless innings, giving up just 2 hits, and the Rays won the game 9-0. No pitcher with only 1 Major League start on his resume had previously started a postseason opener. Moore got help from Johnny Damon, who hit a home run, and Kelly Schopak, who homered twice. The Rangers will try to even the series at 1 game apiece when the two teams play again tonight in Texas. Meanwhile, in New York, the Yankees and the Tigers each scored 1 run, and then it rained. The game was suspended during the 2nd inning. The two teams are scheduled to pick up where they left off this evening, though the forecast is for more rain in New York. The National League Division Series will open in Philadelphia this evening, where the wild-card-winning St. Louis Cardinals will be visiting the Phillies. In the other NLDS game this afternoon, the Milwaukee Brewers will host the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Brewers last appeared in the World Series in 1982 when they were in the American League's Eastern Division. Now they are champs of the NL Central, and their fans are optimistic that the glory won't end there. From Milwaukee Public Radio, Mitch Teich has this story.
It takes a dedicated fan to drive 420 miles to watch a mediocre baseball team. Yet that's exactly what Terry O'Rourke has been doing nearly every year for the past 5 decades. O'Rourke lives in Carroll, Iowa, not far from the Nebraska border, but he's been a diehard fan first of the Milwaukee Braves, then the Milwaukee Brewers, dying a little almost every year since 1982. But outside Miller Park this week, O'Rourke thinks this edition compares favorably to its predecessor.
Well, I think that we have a chance to go all the way. I think our pitching is better. I think we'd have won in 82 if our fingers wouldn't have been hurt. But that's 29 years ago, so what do you do about it? You know? I think this is as good a chance as any as we got to go.
O'Rourke might be the only one making the Carroll to Milwaukee commute, but he's not the only one who thinks the Brew Crew could last deep into the playoffs.
I feel great going into the playoffs with this team.
Ron Renicki is the Brewers' manager.
Because I don't care how good these other teams are, when you get in the playoffs, you have a special group of guys that when they put things together, you can go all the way.
This is Renicki's first year at the helm. In fact, it's his first year managing any major league team. But this is a team that has had a lot of firsts this year, from its single-season wins record to a new team attendance record. Renicki says it's a good algorithm.
Good baseball team, good baseball town. Yeah, I think you put those two combinations, that's where we are.
Renicki was given a lot to work with. A year ago, the debate in Milwaukee was whether the team should trade first baseman Prince Fielder going into the last year of his contract. Instead, general manager Doug Melvin not only hung on to Fielder, but traded for Zach Greinke, the Royals' former Cy Young winner, and Sean Markham, one of Toronto's leading pitchers. Mid-season, he added 4-time All-Star reliever Frankie Rodriguez. Melvin says he felt a responsibility to the city that has supported his team.
You know, winning, you go out and play the game as hard as you can, and you have a chance to win, and that's what you ask for, and get a talented team. But I think we've shown that by going out and acquiring the players we've have and signing some of the fine Ryan Braun to a long-term contract, and Gallardo and Weeks and Hart and that. So we've shown that responsibility.
Left fielder Ryan Braun is in the running for MVP. Pitcher Yovani Gallardo finished the year at 17-10. Right fielder Corey Hart slugged 26 homers, and second baseman Ricky Weeks finished with 20, even though he missed a month with an ankle injury. Speaking on Fox Sports Wisconsin when the Brewers clinched the NL Central, Weeks reflected on when he knew this team had a chance.
Spring training. I think the cockiness, the confidence came in, I think, a little bit. And that's why you got to be like that, to win games like that. So the pitching came in, the defense played pretty well this year, and then the offense, of course, was there. So I think for the most part, all the phases came into play, and we just had fun today.
Weeks was around for the Brewers' most recent playoff run in 2008 when they won the NL Wild Card. That was the year they rented CC Sabathia, but their playoff run was so tenuous that they actually fired the manager in late September and found themselves swept in the first round. The Brewers and baseball observers say this year will be different. Michael Hunt is a sports columnist with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
I think in 2008, most of the guys on the team and most of the people around town were thinking, you know, it's been a long, long time since they've been in the playoffs, and it's just good to be there. But I think most anybody would tell you now that the Brewers aren't just happy to be there anymore. They expect to win.
It's those expectations that have packed Miller Park all year long. Almost 3.1 million fans showed up in the smallest market in baseball. But outside Miller Park, the scene is oddly quiet under the haze from grilling bratwurst. A kind of nervous energy masks the unusual feeling of confidence surrounding Milwaukee baseball this October. A larger-than-life statue of Robin Yount, a reminder of the last best hope for the Brewers, looms over Terry O'Rourke. He's philosophical about the ups and downs of his love for the Brewers.
My wife will attest this has been a long year for watching them on TV. I've been expecting us to win, and when they kind of had their slumps, I get a little upset. But she thinks I own the team. But I said, well, I've put enough blood and sweat and tears in for, what, since 1970, that maybe I do own part of them a little bit.
O'Rourke says he expects the Brewers to win the World Series this year, and when they do, he'll be watching from his personal owner's box back in Carroll, Iowa. For Only a Game, I'm Mitch Teich in Milwaukee.